apparently the cartels have changed the fentanyl way that it's made, and they've got a substance in it that stops the Narcan. So these kids are having these Narcan parties, and it's like a designated driver thing, and they shoot them up or whatever they do with the Narcan, but it doesn't work anymore. So that's raising the deaths.
This is a guy named Peter Branich, I believe was his name. This is at the Milton City Council meeting on Thursday, and I had never heard this before. I didn't know if there was anything to it. I thought I would ask our law enforcement officer, Bob Johnson, who is a sheriff of Santa Rosa County. He joins us taking time out of a sheriff's conference that he is at this morning elsewhere in the state. Sheriff Johnson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Have you heard of this before? Do you know anything about this?
No, I have not heard of that, but I plan on calling my narcotics supervisor after the show and ask him if I know he's heard of it, if it's a true fact, but okay. No, that's a first for me.
Okay, well, great. And obviously, just let me know, because I hope I can say this was not true. I'm horrified to find out that it might be true, but that's why I wanted to ask you, because I figured you would know or could find out, so I appreciate that. We had a pretty bad incident this week involving Stephen Jernigan, a very notable local figure in Santa Rosa County. You tell me, we've got an arrest made in the homicide, right?
We do. Unfortunately, this has been a really bad year for Santa Rosa County. In a normal year, we'll have 3 or 4 homicides, and I think Stephen Jernigan made either our 9th or 10th. Mm. And it's mostly domestic related, families and stuff. So it's impossible to prevent. But I am proud to say our major crimes unit is one of the best in the country, and all of them have been solved, and all of the perpetrators are going to be brought to justice. I think we have 2 that were actually self-defense, but they're still considered homicides because it obviously is not a natural death.
And so, I guess the guy who's been booked into jail is a relative of his. And do we know anything about, motive, or do we know anything that you can say at this point?
Yeah, they're definitely related, our cousins. And basically, I don't know a whole lot on it. What I've been briefed so far is, basically, he came over to Mr. Jernigan's house. They got into altercation, and then obviously it escalated pretty rapidly. And we got called, and then shortly thereafter, we ran everything through the state attorney's office, and we had a warrant signed for, I believe, second-degree homicide. And he's currently in custody. So.
Okay. Well, as you said, it's been a very bad year, but your major crimes unit is very good at following these things up and finding the person that they believe was who committed it. You had a warning out about Amazon deliveries because of the personal vehicles that are being used now. Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't know why or what has possessed Amazon to do this, but not only are people using personal vehicles, but they're going at all times, day and night, which, it's a recipe for disaster. You come knocking on somebody's door at 2 a.m. and you're in a civilian vehicle and civilian clothes, and you're up on somebody's porch banging on the door. I mean, bad things can happen. So I don't know what's possessed that.
Really? That like, wow.
Yeah, we've been briefed that it's going to be around the clock pretty much. And which scares me to death. I don't know why a company would do this. I know you want to make profits and everything, but there's no reason to be knocking on somebody's door delivering a package after, I would say, 8 or 9 o'clock at the latest.
Yeah, I mean, after dark is already kind of, there's a certain allowance of up to 10 o'clock maybe is reasonable. But as a pattern, you're going to have dogs bark and people are going to get woken up. I mean, people are going to be showing up to their front door with a gun. I mean, this is not a good thing.
No, it's not. And I find it hard to believe Amazon is in such dire straits that they need to do this. That's the scary part. I mean, I'm pretty sure Amazon is a pretty solvent corporation and they make a little bit of money. So why you would need to do this is just, it's totally incredible. I don't know who made the decision or why they did, but it's a pretty stupid one.
Yeah, that's kind of unbelievable. One of the cooler things that I saw this week is I saw a video of some of your folks who apparently what you've got is you've got a whole new kind of, I guess I'd call it like a siren for one of the vehicles. Is this the new pull-me-over sound, or the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputy vehicles?
not vehicles. We have over 300, and this is the only one with that very unique siren that we programmed into it. But yeah, you know, it's so hot around here, and ice cream never hurt anybody. So we figured we would kind of do something a little lighthearted for a change, and hopefully the community likes it.
Oh, I loved it. And you basically, in this case, I didn't see the location, but you pulled into a park where you were up in the pavilion delivering ice cream to the kids, and you know, people were getting their treat on, and it was just it was a neat little example of community policing, community engagement and outreach, right?
Yeah, and you know, we don't want people to say every time they see a cop, oh no, what happened, you know. It's nice to show up on a scene and people be happy to see you. And, you know, you're not there to arrest anybody or tase anybody or anything like that. So it's just one more way we try to reach out and show the community, hey, we may have badges and guns and patrol cars, but we're human beings too. We're just like everybody else. We just have a job to do.
You know, just one time between you and me, nobody else is listening. I would like to see the SWAT team roll up in like their Bearcat with this music.
I don't know if I could convince the team commander for that or not.
That would be a completely disorienting approach to that response. Sheriff Johnson,
yes,
as always, thank you so much for the time, especially when you're in a conference elsewhere in the state. I'm sure next week we'll talk about some of the stuff that you learned, and we'll follow up as well on the allegation of the more dangerous fentanyl. But, sir, thank you for what you do for the community. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, man.
You bet.